My friend Kerry Hardy sent me a kaleidoscope when I was pregnant. So this is a poem about that. Fond architecture. These days are all about waiting. What would you say if I tried to explain how my single true activity this wet and shivery May is fond architecture? As the giver of an Italian kaleidoscope that makes its heel-toe shapes not from beads or seeds or painted meticulous details, but from the room, from whatever room I happen to be in, or from the street, always eager and unerringly democratic. You stand slightly to the south of me with your head raised, and I imagine you smiling. The day it arrived, I mangled the blue of the bathroom with the pistachio green of my bedroom ceiling and sat entranced. Such symmetrical splicing of everything, anything, to make of my waiting house a star-pointed frame that entered and left itself behind as the cylinder turned. Any light that there was instantly mystical, a crack in the pattern's typography, like the door at the end of the corridor shedding radiance. Yesterday evening, by the sea, a strangled, sealed-off swamp by a walkway threw up suddenly the Aboriginal outback. Rotted glands of a pond between knee-high grasses and a white tree undoing itself in its ink-stained surfaces. The tree looked like a crocodile's ribcage as I passed along the perimeter, or the wide propped jawbone of a whale. Until it became, the further I walked, a canoe, asleep on the water and fettered with algae. Another dead branch sat up in the grass like the head of an otter and talked. This too was fond architecture, and all the usual, of course, skeletons of geranium leaves on windowsills long afterwards, snakeskins, clouds. Beaches are full of it, fond architecture being the very business of beaches. Most recently and most disarmingly, this, handed to me in a roll of four like mugshot photographs from a machine, his seahorse spine, his open shut anemone of a heart, and the row of unbelievable teeth shining high in the crook of his skull as though back stitched into place. From blood and the body's inconsolable hunger, I have been my own kaleidoscope. Five winter bleached girls on a diving board, ready to jump.